working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Well, it's not too bad out there. It's not morning. It's lunchtime. Cold spot in our listening area is Kenton, Oklahoma, up there in the panhandle. It is 33 degrees, 40 at Slapout, 40 at the May Ranch, 39 at Lahoma, 45 at Hollis, 44 at Hobart, 42 here in Elk City, Cheyenne, Oklahoma, 41, Shamrock, 42, Wheeler, Texas, 41 degrees. All right, let's see what's happening with the wind out there. It's kind of breezy in some spots. Up there in the Panhandle and up there around the May Ranch in Buffalo, 25 miles an hour out of the northwest with gusts up to 32. Get on down here towards the B&L Red Angus Ranch, 22 with the wind gusts up to 29. Hollis, it looks like down in Greer and Harmon and Kiowa County, things are not too bad. 13 miles an hour at Hollis, 11 miles an hour with gust up to 16 at Granite. That's where I'm headed after the show. We're going to take a sample of corn, see if we can get her done today or get started back at it. It's been, 10 days since we did the first truckload, and you guys all know that it ain't been nothing but fog and moisture, and I'm not complaining, but that's the reason why we haven't got any more, so we're going to give it a try. I did get a little wheat sowed yesterday. Posted on Facebook my 1990 version of GPS and auto steer. Had my left hand on the steering wheel with the arrow on the John Deere hood pointing right to where I was going. So anyway, it'll be all right. So, all right, let's see what's happening. Not a lot going on. Really? Too much. Wheat futures were modestly higher in overnight trading, while corn and soybeans were a little changed. Farmers in the Ukraine have been forced to scale back or abandon agriculture production in the 9 months since Russia began attacking the country, according to the FOA or FAO, Food and Agriculture Organization, as part of the United Nations. A study was conducted by the organization, and it showed 1 in 4 agricultural producers have slowed or halted output due to the oncoming attacks. I'm surprised it's that low. I figured it'd be half or something like that, because, I mean, who wants to be out there planting corn or soybeans or cutting hay and bombs going off all around it? You know what I mean? Wheat production will fall year over year to 20.5 million metric tons. That's down 33 million tons from a year earlier, according to the USDA. Corn output in the country will drop 27 million metric tons from 42.1 million tons from the previous year. Still, price gains are being capped as supplies continue to flow from the Ukrainian ports after power was restored there in the port city of Odessa. Wheat futures for March delivery rose 2 pennies to $7.51 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, while in Kansas City, wheat was up 2 cents to $8.52 a bushel. Corn for March delivery fell 1 penny to $6.49 a bushel. Soybean futures for January delivery lost 3 cents to $14.79 a bushel. Soy meal was up 60 cents to $4.60.70 a short ton. Soy oil lost a penny at $62.55. Oh, yeah, my co-partner, Miss Jancy Ripetoe, she's not here today. She had semester finals today, and it's way more important than coming on the show with me. Sorry, but it's true. Anyway, I told her to do good. Ethanol output fell in the 7 days. It ended on December the 9th, while inventories jumped to the highest level in 8 months, according to the Energy Information Administration. In the Midwest, by far the biggest producing region, output fell to an average of 1.001 million barrels a day, down from 1.014 the previous week. Ethanol inventories, meanwhile, surged to 24.409 million barrels in the week that ended December the 9th. That's up from 23.257 the week before that. Well, here's our weather, what the weather's going on in the Midwest, the Southern Plains, just in the agriculture area. Blizzard warnings and winter storm warnings remain in effect for most of the Northern Plains this morning as more snow, ice, and winds are in the forecast, according to the National Weather Service. In the western halves of South Dakota and Nebraska, blizzard conditions continue with 2 to 4 inches more snow expected this morning and wind gusts up to 50 miles an hour. I don't know if you guys get on social media. There's some guys posting from up in western Nebraska opening the front door, and you can only see about top 2 foot. That's how much snow's going on. They National Weather Service said plan on really crappy road conditions. That's my way of putting it. Areas of blowing snow could reduce visibility. Winter storm warnings are actually in effect for the central Dakotas and into Wisconsin, all the way to Lake Michigan also. Winter weather advisory has been issued at 9 a.m. this morning and lasting through 9 p.m. for parts of northern Iowa. 2 to 4 inches of snow are possible with a lot of wind. Combination will likely lead to blowing and drifting snow. Meanwhile, down here in the southern plains, kind of quiet. It's just, it's not really cold. It's just cool. And low humidity is going on. Nothing major going on. Let's check out what's happening with our actual live markets right now. Come on. There we go. Let me see. There's a lot of red on my chart today. How's that? The only thing that I'm seeing in the green is hard red winter wheat, corn, and sugar. Mr. Bill Dance over at Delhi ought to be happy. It's over 20 cents a pound today. I'd be selling some of that stock there, buddy. But anyway, corn is up 3, looks like. March is 653. May is 654. And July is 649. Soybeans for January, 1476. It's down 6. March is 1479. May is 1481. Soybean meal for January, $457.60. It's down 2.5. March soybean meal, $454.50. Soybean oil is $63.58. It's actually up 0.3 of a penny. March is 62.76 and May is 62.11. Hard red winter wheat up about 9 today. March is 8.59 and May is 8.52. Oats are in the red today. March 3.39, May 3.38. Head on down here to cotton. It's just hanging in there. March and May are both at 81 cents a pound. Oil's down a little bit today. West Texas Intermediate crude is at $77.11 for January. Natural gas is coming back up after it went down yesterday. January, $6.95. The S&P and the NASDAQ and the Dow are all in the major red today. I guess they heard they were jacking up the interest rates, if I was guessing right. What do you guys think, huh? Anyway. I'm going to take a quick break here, and I'll come back, and I'll give you some cattle live and feeder cattle market report. And I got the stuff from Hobart on the hook last night. It looked like they had a pretty decent sale yesterday going on right now in Woodward, Oklahoma, at the stockyards there. They're having their weekly feeder calf sale, and tomorrow Elk City will be having theirs. But just remember, 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at the Elk City Livestock Barn, they will be having a special female and bull sale. And then Monday at the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Barn at 5 o'clock there. They'll be having a special female and bull sale there also. So if you're needing a bull, you need some cattle, go check it out, see what's happening. Later on the show here, about my third segment around 12:30, I'm going to have Mr. James Boone on from the Western Equipment, talking about the program they got going on now. It's a really good program, too. So anyway, I'll have him on here coming up in the third segment. I'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
When you shop locally for Christmas, you not only give, you receive. You receive great service from people who know you, and you receive the added value of helping our local economy. Shop locally this year. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre. Together we grow. Online at fnbec.bank.
Gift you get from giving, not the one you receive.
Red Angus is probably most commonly known for the maternal breed. More maternal-type cows. A heifer lays down, has a calf. She goes over and gets the calf up instantly, and the calf goes to nursing, and they're very protective of their calves, too. Benji White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
Lori White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, December 9th. For all you great stewards of the land, I'm Drew Cobb. 1,694 head were sold. 12 head of steers at 402 brought 248. 10 at 476 brought 222. 5 at 521 brought 206. 11 at 549 brought 193. 18 at 595 brought 192. 3 at 665 brought 175. 4 at 760 brought 162. 5 head of heifers at 333 brought 198. 4 at 483 brought 165. 7 at 491 brought 173. 10 at 532 brought 172.5. 3 at 552 brought 169. 4 at 570 brought 160. 13 at 689 brought 149.5. Butcher cows were 29 to 81. Butcher bulls brought 62 to 101. Bred cows were 400 to 1575. Pairs brought 630 to 1925. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
They're built better. They're tough. It's heavier steel, rubber flooring. They're framed in differently. Their tires come 18 ply. You could drive through a mesquite patch. These things are just built to use out in the thick of things. If you're going to catch a cow out in the middle of a section, you're going to drag a Hughes trailer out there to her. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246.
Mickey will go to bat for you. Anytime you've got a problem or, you know, a question, he's Johnny on the spot. If he doesn't know, he calls up higher to get it figured out. And we've got tractors insured, balers, combines, swathers, cattle, hay, home, anything you can think of, he's got it. And he's been called a few times. Mickey is really good about coming to see what you need. You know, he'll come to where you are to get your signature or go over something that he's run into a problem. You know, you can't beat that because we live 18 miles from his office. So it helps when he's willing to come to the house. He's done, you know, just whatever he needs to do, he'll be there.
I'm Jill DeRussia, and I'm a farmer and rancher in southwest Oklahoma.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Currently here at the studio, it is 41.7 degrees. Humidity is 37, and the winds are out of the northwest at 8 miles an hour here. Of course, you guys know we're in town here, so we're protected by all these skyscrapers, so we don't get the brunt of the wind like you guys do out in the country. Anyway, everything with livestock is in the red as of right now. December live cattle 154.35, February 154.95, April is 159.07. June is 155.45. Feeder cattle for January, 183.20. 184.92 for March. And lean hogs, February is 82.45. April's 90.10. And May is 96.60. Yesterday at the Hobart Stockyards, looks like the 200 to 300-pound range, they were bringing up to 232.50 per 100. Then we had some 300 to 400. Average was 213. High end was 230.50, 4 to 5 weights. 225 was the high end. 209.67 was the average of those weights. 5 to 6 weights up to 202. 6 to 7 weights, 182. And 7 to 8 weights was 169. And 8 to 9 weights, 160. Looks like they had some, looks like their butcher cows have been going down here lately. They had some, the high end was 66. And the butcher bulls was 101. And then we had some, is that bred cows? Yeah. We had some bred cows, 1350. And that was what was happening there yesterday. All right, let's see what else we got going on here. Oh, the 2023 Angus Herdsman of the Year candidates was announced. While the life of a herdsman is one many dream about, the reality of the job is more physical and mentally challenged than most realize, and it is. To recognize those in the Angus family committed to ranching day in and day out, the American Angus Association created this annual Herdsman of the Year Award. It honors the Angus enthusiasts who dedicate themselves to the management, decision-making, and improvement of a specific herd. This year, the Events and Education Committee approved a new process of electing the Herdsman of the Year recipient. Candidates were selected by a committee consisting of past winners of the award and the Events and Education Committee Chair. In addition to the new selection process, a new online voting system will be used to tabulate the winner. Voting will be conducted starting today, December 15th, and all votes must be submitted by noon Thursday, January 5th, Central Time. To be eligible to vote, exhibitors must enter at least one of the following shows in 2022. The Cattlemen's Congress, the National Western Stock Show, the Western National Angus Fraternity, the Atlantic National, the American Royal. These exhibitors will receive an email with a unique logo and password for the election runner platform to vote. Only one vote per member code will be allowed. Nominated this year for this year's award are Tyler Cates and Courtney Hill Dukart Cates. I guess that's one long name. Anyway, Sunrise Sunset Farm, Jeff and Kathy Creamer, the Lazy JB Angus, Miles Shout, Express Ranches, and Dylan Stallback. I guess that's what that is. Stallback. It's either Sturgeback or Stallback Cattle Company. Anyway, read more about the nominees and prepare to cast your vote December 15th through January the 5th. How cool is that? Anyway, I guess Express Ranches is the only ones I know about, but I'm not reading into that a whole lot. I don't read into that a whole lot. And then one other thing I wanted to talk to you guys about before we take a break is the Texas and Southwestern Cattle's Raisers Association Disaster Relief Fund today announced donation to 37 different volunteer fire departments in wildfire disaster declared counties in Texas. And there was a lot of them this last year. The donations totals $182,000 support resources, equipment, and training for volunteer fire departments to ensure the departments can quickly and more efficiently suppress rangeland fires. The wildfires, for sure. Volunteer fire departments are the first line of defense when catastrophic wildfires occur and have a critical role in protecting rangeland, community, and cattle raisers alike, said TSCRA, too many R's there, TSCRA President Arthur Upp. We We are proud to provide funds that can be make a long-term impact on rural community and the ag industry as a whole. The donations to selected fire departments by the Texas Southwestern Cattlemen's deal was made possible through donations from individuals and businesses across the United States. Followed donations to affected ranchers earlier this spring. This support comes from more than 650,000 acres of rangeland that burnt throughout the state of Texas earlier this year, impacting thousands of cattle producers. When natural disasters hit Texas, the ag and rural community come together just like they do here in Oklahoma. We continue to be amazed by the generosity of our members, partners, and friends that are proud to offer and support those who are in need and most. Congratulations and thank you so much. The big shout out to Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association. That's a big deal. You know, guys, you know how I feel about our volunteer fire departments, and that's a big boost to some of them because they had some big old fires going on down there. Not like we didn't either, but compared to I think we were 70,000 and they were 70 or 80,000 acres of rangeland in Oklahoma that got hit this year, and in Texas they had over 600,000. So anyway. Well, I'm going to take a short break here, and when I come back, I'll have Mr. James Boone on here from Western Equipment. Be right back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with Hi-Pro. For Hi-Pro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle shooter hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Cattlemen's Congress is located in the heart of cattle country and is far more than just a cattle show. Join them December 29th through January 14th to see the newest and most elite genetics North American cattlemen have to offer. Cattlemen's Congress is the gathering place of the cattle industry and offers sales of elite genetics, something for everyone's operation. Join them January 5th for a commercial cattlemen's luncheon from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. For a full schedule, sale info, and everything you need to know, visit cattlemanscongress.com.
Attention high school juniors and seniors. Western Equipment is hosting their annual Ag Tech Invitational on January 14th at our store in Plainview, Texas. Sign up to compete for a chance to win $60,000 in scholarships and $30,000 in prizes. This competition is open to any high school junior or senior interested in mechanics, agriculture, or just winning prizes. Parents and teachers, don't feel left out. You can tour our career expo to learn all about John Deere, Western Equipment, and other job opportunities within the company. Spots are limited, so register today at west-equip.com/competition.
Jim is all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back. Let's do the Northwestern Oklahoma and the Northeastern Texas Panhandle forecast real quick. And I picked Arnett, home of the famous Lori Campbell. 41 degrees currently right now. 32 is your wind chill. The winds are out of the northwest at 22 miles an hour with wind gust up to 30. Humidity is at 35%. Today, breezy, 44 for a high. Tonight, a little chilly, 22. Tomorrow, 41 with northwest winds again. And tomorrow night, it's going to get down to 18. Saturday, sunny and 45. The winds calm down a little bit. And Sunday, winds aren't too bad, but mostly cloudy at 47 degrees. And Monday, chills back down, 39 degrees for a high on Monday. Well, on the phone with me right now is Mr. James Boone from Western Equipment. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. How's things over there at Western Equipment doing today?
You know, it's going really good. It's, you know, it's been a lot of moisture, both in, you know, Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle. So I think a lot more than what they predicted. So I think it's been a pleasant surprise for a lot of our customers.
Oh, yeah, and then we're getting 2, 3, 4 tenths rain now and water standing, so that's a good sign. Anyway, well, you guys got a great program going on. Can you tell everybody a little bit about that?
Yeah, so we've got an open invitational, you know, that we've been hosting every January. This is going to be our third one, and it's an event where we give out, you know, this year we're going to give out $60,000 in scholarships and $30,000 in prizes. So we've been very fortunate enough to up the prizes every year, and this year is going to be our biggest event. Last year we had about 120 kids from 5 different states, and this year I think we're going to max it out at 200 kids. And so it's going to be an amazing event. You know, it's turned out to be, you know, one of the largest high school ag competitions, you know, from a company in the nation. So a really, really cool event. You know, a lot of Oklahoma kids go to the event. I think we just had 4 kids sign up from Jinx, you know, so way over there in East Oklahoma and Arkansas. So it's an amazing event for both the kids and the ag teachers or counselors or parents bringing the kids to the event.
And where's the event held at?
It's in Plainview, Texas, at our Plainview, at the Western Equipment in Plainview.
I got you. That would be a lot of fun to just go watch, because last year when I had during the FFA week, I had some kids in here from right over here in Allison, Texas, that had been going all over the place to these competitions and actually doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And they, but anyway, and it doesn't cost nothing for these kids to enter.
It doesn't. No, it's a free event. You know, we are limiting the spots. You know, we're capping the spots out at 200. And so, you know, we're already 60% full. And that's really early for this time, because it takes a while for some of the schools to get their, you know, arrangements, or sometimes for out of state, they've got to get approved, you know, for out of state travel. So that's, you know, we've already got 60% full. So, you know, it's gonna fill up pretty quick. So I'd encourage everybody, if this is something they're interested, you know, potentially, you know, coming to, that they need to get signed up pretty quick.
Yeah, because when it's January 14th, that's not that far off.
No, it's not. And I'm feeling it, you know. So, you know, we're looking about it. It's a month away.
Yeah, I mean, this time, I don't know if it's because I'm getting old, but it seems like time flies anymore. Do you have off the top of your head, or just remember, who's the, from the furthest away, how far have they came from to this event?
So South Texas is very common, but we've had Colorado, Kansas, We've had them, you know, fly in from Missouri, Arkansas, so kind of a little everywhere, you know. But you know what's been surprising, I think, since we've had this competition is the amount of Oklahoma kids that go to the event, because I think sometimes people think of Plainview, you know, as just, man, it's, you know, it's like going to Odessa, Texas. But, you know, it's pretty close from Oklahoma. You know, you're talking, you know, 3 hours and 45 minutes. So it's like going from West Oklahoma to Tulsa.
It's not that far at all.
I think half the kids that are signed up are from Oklahoma. And I don't know if that's because, you know, Oklahoma really doesn't have, the high schools don't really have a formal tractor competition or ag mechanics competition like they do in Texas. You know, I don't know if, you know, some of the listeners are familiar with the, you know, the state of Texas, but they do a really good job with, they've got a formalized tractor tech competition where kids can compete around their different areas and then go to state. And they've got a, you know, strong ag mechanics competitions. And so they do a lot of that. And I don't know if that's because, you know, they kind of get to scratch their itch, you know, with those competitions, and Oklahoma kids really don't have the opportunity.
Yeah, I think the Texas Ag Mechanics Program is bigger in Texas. Well, everything's bigger in Texas, you know that saying. But they focus, not necessarily, I guess focus is the wrong word. They have a lot more kids doing stuff like that instead of going to the, you know, the stock shows and stuff like that and livestock judging contests, because livestock judging is very strong in Oklahoma, you know, compared to a lot of other states. And not that it's not big in Texas, but I think I remember last spring that there was some kids right here from Elk City that had built some hydraulic hay beds and stuff like that and won some awards at some competition here in Oklahoma. So I think it's there. It's just, like I said, I think it's just there's so many kids in Texas that not everybody can show livestock. So they say, hey, because those kids from out here at Allison was in here in the studio last year, they were doing very well with what they were doing with their mechanics.
Sure.
But they had, anyway, so you guys give away $60,000 in scholarship and $30,000 in prizes. Is there a breakdown on those scholarships, how they're awarded?
Yeah, so the top five overall are the ones that get the scholarships. Now, the scholarships are applied to the John Deere AgTech program. So year in, year out, you know, we'll send anywhere from 20 to 30 kids to college to the John Deere AgTech program. And that's to be a technician with Western Equipment. And this program, essentially, how that works is, the ones that we select to go to the program, you know, this year we'll probably have 200 kids apply, and this year we're looking to send about 30. And so we're trying to take the cream of the crop. I mean, you know, because it's just the equipment's getting higher tech and harder to work on, and you need, I mean, more quality, you know, young men to work on this equipment. And so we send them to school with about, you know, I think the value is about a $17,000, $18,000 value of Snap-on tools and toolbox. And when they're done with school, we will reimburse their school. You know, it's a 5-year payback. So essentially, it's a 5-year contract that they do with us, and it's an amazing opportunity. And you know, this program is, and these scholarships at this event are applied to that. And so essentially, if they do win a scholarship at this event, so we've got several kids in school right now that won scholarships in the past, and when they get paid back after their school is done, essentially that's just money they can put towards retirement.
Oh, yeah, big time. Well, yeah, because I had, when I had Justin over here, Mr. Hay Mechanic himself over here, and that, I can't remember his name, came in last year, and he had went through that school, and he loves it.
Sure.
And they, well, do you guys work with, let's see, how many states is Western in? Two I know of. How many more? Three, probably. Probably four.
We're in three now. We're in Texas, Oklahoma, and New Mexico.
Yeah, New Mexico. That's the one I was. I wanted to say Kansas, and I knew that wasn't right. Do you guys work with the area Votech schools on getting some of those guys to come into the program?
You know, we do. You know, I've had the opportunity to speak at several Votechs, and I know there's in Woodward, Jamie Spielman up in Woodward. He's sending several kids to open invitational. And, you know, Western Technologies, I've been there before and spoke to their schools, and they're getting the word out about this invitational, and And hopefully, you know, we've been doing the, you know, this Ag Tech program long enough that hopefully, you know, a lot of the communities kind of know about, hey, it's an opportunity that, and if you don't want to go get $100,000, $150,000 in debt, and, you know, and you want to live in a smaller community and be involved in agriculture, like, this is a career opportunity.
Oh, yeah. Do you know off the top of your head the percentage of your mechanics that you have working at, because I know you guys are a huge company. Do you have a percentage of how many kids that are going through this program, and how many of the mechanics that are working there now actually went through this program? How's that?
So we have about 220 technicians across our company right now, and I think there's currently 40 that have been through the program.
Oh.
And, yeah, so this is going to be our fourth year that we really have pushed this program really, really hard. You know, I think the first class that we really pushed it hard, we've always sent kids to school year in, year out. We've sent two or three to school, but then 3 years ago, our class, we sent 27 to school. And then every year after that, we've been pretty consistent on sending kids to school every year. And so every year, essentially, you know, it's we're putting out, you know, kids into shops across all of our company.
That's great, because you are right. The technology in not only just tractors and combines, but your planters and, I mean, it's just, I've been watching. I'm a kind of, well, we temporarily moved into this house, and I didn't want to set the TV up, so I've been on my phone on YouTube, and I'm just amazed by, I mean, it's not just John Deere, it's all other equipment, but John Deere's technology has come so far, and it's crazy. I mean, it's it costs a lot of money, but the production that the equipment is doing nowadays is way far ahead of the 4040s and the 4240s, you know. I mean, just technology's crazy. I love it, actually. And I'm too old to learn it. I showed my GPS and auto steer on my 4960 yesterday, and it was a hand on the steering wheel. So, but it's crazy.
Yeah.
And John Deere is just stepped everything up to a new level.
Yeah, they have. You know, I just got back from Houston last night, and they were talking about a little bit of the future, and obviously we're talking about automation, and, you know, and I mean, it's in the really short future, having tractors going to drive themselves, and, you know, because farmers, like a lot of other businesses and companies, are facing their struggles, you know, as far as finding workers, you know, finding people that, these helpers. And so they need help, and they get help through technology. But, you know, you're right, it is expensive. And I think bringing it back to this whole technician is the modern tech, you know, John Deere technician is, I think it's a different look than what it was maybe, you know, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, even 10 years ago, where, you know, you're going to have someone that's going to work on this smart equipment, you know, and to work on the smart equipment, you've got to have someone that is, you know, computer savvy, just technologically savvy, you know, and that's where the younger generation that we're trying to attract and bring in our company, that's what this whole competition's about, you know, and then we're also going to present other opportunities, because most people from small communities, they don't realize that we're in, you know, that they don't realize that there's other job opportunities, not just being a mechanic, it's also on the sales side or parts side, you know, and even on the corporate side, you know, where I'm at in Clinton. You know, on the accounting and finance side, there's opportunities within our company that a lot of people don't know about. So this event, we're actually going to have a career fair while the competition is going on for the parents and ag teachers to kind of express that and show that what all of the opportunities we have within our company.
Well, I got a excuse me. I got a question for you, because you go to a lot of these meetings and stuff. And, you know, the number one complaint for anything, it doesn't matter whether it's a truck, pickup, piece of equipment, dozer, whatever, the number one complaint amongst farmers and ranchers out here is the government fuel that you have to put in these vehicles nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
From your side, from the equipment dealer side, how big a struggle is that with you guys?
As far as on the fuel or?
Well, on the DEP, putting DEP in your tractors and stuff. That's what I call government fuel.
Yeah, okay, I got it. Okay, now I get it. You know, so it's very interesting. So, you know, when talking about technology and what these, you know, and even deer, like deer's coming out, they actually came out, it's called, the engine's called JD18. I mean, it's going to require no after treatment, so it's going to be no DEF. And that's going to be the first product that it's going to be on is going to be the forage harvester. Oh. And so, you know, and I could, you know, and it burns so clean that it doesn't need that, so it won't need DEF. And I could imagine that this will, hopefully the technology will make its way down. To, you
know. I know he's in an interview.
Are you there, James? Hello. Well, I've lost Mr. James. Well, anyway, that was James Boone with Western Equipment over at Clinton, where the headquarters are. And he was on here talking about the stuff coming up with the kids with this event they got coming on for high school's juniors and seniors coming up January 14th. And you can sign up at Western Equipment. .com/competition man, limited spots. Sounds like they're almost, you know, they got about 40 or 60 slots left open. And head out to Plainview, Texas in this competition. $60,000 in scholarship, $30,000 in prizes. Great event. When I come back, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for you.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves? A company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day? That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local high-pro feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
From now through Christmas, the Depot Trading Company will be having their only so many days till Christmas special each day, and they'll feature a different item that will be 25% off that day. You'll find great gift ideas for anyone on your list and stuff you won't find anywhere else in town. It's the best holiday ever at the Depot Trading Company Men's and More Store, 318 South Main Street, downtown Oak City, and enjoy the holiday ride.
Have you ever decided to DIY that home project and then painted yourself into an corner? You may have some basic fix-it or build-it know-how, but could use advice on how to get that job done right. And what about tools? Do you really want to buy a self-propelled stump grinder? Well, there's a business in Oak City that'll help you tackle those home projects by offering advice on how to get the job done and provide you with the proper tools for the job. That business is DJ's Rental and Sales at 911 South Main Street in Oak City. Bobby and Trish have been serving the area since 1988, and they take pride in helping folks. Maybe you have a leaky water line that runs under the driveway that you're not sure how to deal with. They're good listeners and don't charge a thing for their advice. They'd be more than happy to visit with you. Don't get stuck in a moment. Go check out DJ's Rental and Sales at 911 South Main in Elk City, where they rent most everything, and they sell mowers, too. Check DJ's Rental and Sales out on Facebook and inside the Penny News.
Ron Hayes here. Here's what the good folks are saying about SEI Agritech's Livestock Nutrition Center's feed and minerals.
Hello, this is Sean Wyatt. I have a cow-calf operation, and I buy my feed from Kent Watkins at SEI Agritech in Elk City. Kent will provide the best service possible. I highly recommend giving SEI Agritech a call about your feed and minerals.
If you want better feed and better results, visit SEI Agritech in Elk City, your local Livestock Nutrition Center authorized distributor, located on South Randall in Elk City.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, December 12th. For all you great stewards of the land, I'm Drew Cobb. 1,333 head were sold. 8 head of steers at 415 brought 220. 4 at 481 brought 212. 15 at 577 brought 197. 3 at 588 brought 165. 60 at 728 brought 189. 15 at 745 brought 155. 4 at 763 brought 177. 8 head of heifers at 429 brought 199. 6 at 479 brought 180. 10 at 513 brought 164. 7 at 559 brought 159. 5 at 642 brought 155. 7 at 704 brought 167. 38 at 709 brought 165.75. Butcher cows were 10 to 80 and a half. Butcher bulls brought 83 to 94. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. And sign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back. Sorry about that with James. I think he had a little, I called him on the cell phone. Sometimes they do great, sometimes they don't, but we were almost done anyway. But thank you, sir, for coming on today. All right, let's head over to Eric, Oklahoma for your Hobart Farm and Garden, southwestern Oklahoma and eastern Texas panhandle forecast. Currently at Eric, it's 44 degrees, 36 degrees wind chill, humidity's at 40%, no rainfall today. North-northwest winds, 18 miles an hour with wind gust up to 25. Today, sunny, 47, 26 for a low tonight. Tomorrow, partly sunny, 43 degrees. Tomorrow night, clear and cold, 22 degrees. 46 for a high Saturday. Saturday night, 24. Sunday, mostly cloudy, 47. Little front comes back in Sunday night. Monday, 44 for a high, but you guys get everything ready. It's coming in next Wednesday or Thursday. The Siberian front's coming in. But I looked at the long ranger, and looks like it's only here for a couple days, but that's all we need, a couple days. The wind chills are, looks like they're already forecasting to be below, way below zero. So get ready, get everything prepped, and get it winterized. You know, you're going to be breaking ice, that whole nine yards, and hopefully I can get the rest of my wheat going done before then so it'll freeze in the ground. But anyway, tomorrow there's a benefit from Dakota Glory and his family, and he'll be back for one night only. Loaded fries and street tacos at the Sayre High School. Lady Eagle and Eagle basketball game starting at 6:30 tomorrow, December 16th. Dakota, I know him. He was just recently injured in a work accident and will require multiple surgeries and a lengthy hospital stay. Come enjoy some good food and help support the family during this difficult time. And also, Sandy and I donated a quarter of beef for a raffle ticket, and so Chad Riptoe and Riptoe Farms donated a full hog for processed at Route 66, and the beef will be also processed. And there's a Benelli 20 gauge semi-automatic shotgun rifle. You can get tickets about anywhere you can and want in Sayre. They're being sold at the Southbound Quick Stop, the Sayre Golf Course, Sayre Floral, and the Sayre Co-op. You can go by there, or if you need them, just call me, or just call me. I'll get you the right spot. And anyway, they're $10 a piece. The drawing will be January 15th or 16th. I can't even remember off the top of my head when the date is coming up. Don't worry. Be a drawing at the Sayre Junior High basketball game there. There'll be a drawing for that. And anyway, $10, get a quarter beef or a whole hog or a really nice Benelli shotgun. So anyway, check that out, please. Also, guess what's going on, too? The Route 66 stocking stuffer. Gift certificates are the gift everyone loves to get for the holidays. This year, shop local and get your gift certificates for the special someone at Route 66. Big deals. We got certificates to local businesses that will make a great gift. Today, for example, today's stocking stuffers is a McDonald's $20 certificate for just $12. A perfect gift for a kid in your life. Choose from three different locations here, Clinton and Weatherford. Shop local, buy local, and save money. So go to KECOFM.com and click on Route 66 Big Deals. And people make fun of me when I change the wording. You can say Route 66 or Route 66. It's spelled the same. I got something earlier in my radio career that got me in trouble, so I'm being very pleasant what I say there. Anyway, all right, let's see what... Oh, I wanted to go over this with you. This is a cool deal. I went over when the wheat growers come out with their winners of who grew the best wheat and where and all this stuff, and I got this for the corn. And then when the cotton gets done, I'll have it for the cotton. But this is pretty cool. It's amazing what wheat is, or corn, how much corn you can grow. Okay, here's the winner, National Corn Yield Contest. Heat Cottrell out of Chesapeake Bay, Virginia, or Chesapeake, Virginia, not Bay, had some DeKalb seed that he planted, and this is conventional, non-irrigated, 394.04 bushels per acre. Conventional non-irrigated also. Corey Atley out of Cedarville, Ohio, also DeKalb seed, 366.32 bushels per acre. No-till, non-irrigated. Drew Haynes out of Middletown, Maryland. I didn't even know they had farm ground in Maryland. Also DeKalb seed, 384 bushels an acre. And then here's some Pioneer, got, well, is Pioneer and DeKalb and AgriGold, they all did good. How's that? I won't even mention who the seed was. All right, strip till, minimal mulch, ridge till, non-irrigated. Lady, Andrea Radin out of Jarrettville, Maryland, 324.98 bushels to the acre. Also, strip, minimal mulch, till, non-irrigated. Kevin Cobb out of Indiana, 360 bushels per acre. No-till irrigated. John, I can't even pronounce the last words. Panowitz, I'm going to say with that, out of Nebraska. It was Pioneer seed, 325.51 bushels per acre. And then strip, minimal mulch, ridge, till, irrigated. 357.98 out of Nebraska also. And then what is this? Conventional irrigated. Dalton Peterson out of Bertland, Nebraska. Pioneer seed, 336.74 bushels to the acre. Whew. Man, there's some good soil up there. And then I got another one here. I wanted to let you guys over check out what happens in Oklahoma. How's that? If I can get it to come up, preview, there we go. All right, and then I got to scroll all the way down here. Bear with me here just a split second. I'm going to be a little silent. All right, I'm to the I's. I'm getting closer to the O's. M's, I'm getting there. There's Missouri, and then North Carolina, Nebraska. New Jersey, they grow corn in New Jersey, really? Nevada even grows corn. Check this out. No-till irrigated corn in Nebraska or Nevada was 144 bushels to the acre. So, and then now we're in Oklahoma. Conventional non-irrigated, 184. No-till non-irrigated, 211. And then we got conventional irrigated, 299 bushels per acre here in Oklahoma, and that was grown in Boise City. How about that? And then they grow some really good corn over in Gore, way over there in eastern Oklahoma. And then conventional irrigated corn grown at Boardsman, wherever Boardsman's at. I don't even know where that's at. 320 bushels per acre. How about that? Anyway, just a FYI if you guys wanted to know. And then we got, there we go. You know, I've touched on this a little bit earlier in the year about those crazy prices Iowa farmland values were bringing. They're up again. It's crazy. High commodity prices and low interest rates helped drive farmland values in Iowa to an average of $11,411 an acre. That's up 17% from last year. When they rose 29%, said Iowa State University annual land value survey, farmers have a lot more cash on hand, and supply chain issues led to a shortage of equipment, so that money the farmers usually spend on equipment was devoted to land. 70% of the agriculture professionals taking part in the survey, appraisers, farm managers, lenders, blah, 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 said values were too high and way too high for this crazy. So the farmland value of $11,411 an acre was the highest in history of any survey since it began in 1945. When adjusted for inflation, this year's values still exceed the 2013 value when land in Iowa was bringing $8,716. Anyway, show's over. Appreciate you guys listening. Take care of business. I'm going to go cut some corn maybe, hopefully. It's dry enough. If not, I'm going back to planting wheat. See you guys tomorrow. This is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.
It's on.
KEZO.